Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Building a Resilient Mindset for Entrepreneurial Success Transforms Failure into Fortune. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering statistic. 90% of startups fail. But here's what's fascinating. The difference between entrepreneurs who bounce back and those who quit forever isn't talent, and it's not money. It's mental resilience, the ability to transform setbacks into comebacks. Today we're revealing the three pillars that separate temporary defeats from permanent ones. First, resilient entrepreneurs reframe failure as data. Think about this. Every scientist knows that failed experiments aren't failures, they're information. The same principle applies to business. When resilient founders face rejection or missed targets, they don't ask, "Why did this happen to me?" They ask, "What did this teach me?" This mental shift transforms obstacles into stepping stones. Each no becomes intelligence about your market. Each pivot becomes clarity about your direction. Second, you must build your support network before you need it. Isolation kills entrepreneurial dreams faster than any market downturn. The strongest entrepreneurs I know cultivate relationships with other founders, mentors, and advisors during the good times. They share struggles openly because vulnerability creates stronger business relationships. When challenges inevitably hit, your network becomes your safety net. Let me share Sarah Blakely's story. Before Spanx became a billion-dollar empire, Sarah was rejected by every manufacturer for 2 years straight. But instead of quitting, she treated each no as practice for her pitch. She actually celebrated rejections at dinner parties, sharing the lessons learned with friends. This resilient mindset helped her transform $5,000 into a billion-dollar company. Third, develop recovery rituals. Create specific practices for bouncing back from setbacks. Morning meditation, evening journaling, weekly strategy reviews. Having predetermined responses prevents emotional decision-making. Consistency in recovery builds long-term mental strength. Here's your action step. Write down one recent business disappointment and list three lessons it taught you. This simple exercise starts rewiring your brain for resilience today. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Bout. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.